Welcome back to Kingdom and the Chaos, where we take a moment to quiet our hearts and anchor ourselves in God's truth. I'm so glad you're here today, because we're talking about something that touches every single one of us. Fear. Fear can be sneaky, creeping in when we least expect it, whispering lies about our worth, about our future, and even about our God. But here's the hope-filled reminder. God's perfect love doesn't just comfort us. It actively drives out fear. You don't have to live weighed down by worry or paralyzed by what might happen. Instead, you can stand in the unshakable truth that you are loved completely, without condition, by the Creator of the universe. Today, we'll breathe and we'll pray and we will declare that love over our hearts until fear loses its grip entirely. Lord, I thank you that your perfect love casts out all fear. When worry tries to steal my peace, help me run into the safety of your presence. Remind me that I am fully known and fully loved by you, not because of what I do, but because of who you are. When fear knocks on my door, let my heart answer with the truth of your word. Fill me with such a deep awareness of your love that there is no room left for anxiety or doubt. Wrap me in your peace. Steady my spirit. And give me courage to face the day with faith instead of fear. In Jesus' name. Amen. Today's verse is 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Fear has a way of sneaking in quietly, doesn't it? It often creeps up like a shadow, whispering doubts and worries that chip away at your confidence. It makes you question yourself. It makes you question your future. And sometimes, it even makes you question God's goodness. Fear can be persistent, planting seeds of worry that grow into full-blown anxiety if we let them take root. But here's the beautiful truth we need to hold on to. Fear and love simply cannot coexist. God's perfect love is so powerful that it pushes fear right out of the room. Sometimes, we have to remind ourselves of this truth again and again, because fear doesn't give up easily. It's relentless. But God's love is relentless too. And God's love is steadier. God's love is stronger. And God's love is infinitely more powerful. So when fear knocks on your door today, don't open it or let it stay. Instead, invite God's love to flood your heart and mind. Remember that His love for you is not based on your performance or based on your mistakes. He loves you simply because you are His beloved child. That perfect love is your shield and your courage. It gives you the strength to face whatever chaos life throws at you without being paralyzed. So take a deep breath and breathe in that love. Let it fill every corner of your heart. And then breathe out the fear. Release it, knowing it has no hold over you anymore. You are held in loving hands, wrapped in a love that conquers all. You have got a love that overcomes, a love that never fails. Let that truth be your anthem today and every day. Jesus, fear tries to take over my heart, but your perfect love is stronger. Help me to remember that you love me completely and that your love casts out all fear. Fill me with courage and peace when I feel afraid. Teach me to lean into your love instead of giving space to fear. Thank you for holding me close. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, what I want to leave you with today, what fears do you need to give to God today? Write them down and then write a prayer asking God to fill you with his perfect love instead. Now, friend, as you step into the rest of your day, remember, you're not walking into uncertainty alone. The same God who created the stars is holding you right now. And his love is far greater than anything you're up against. When fear tries to make itself at home, kick it out and invite God's truth in. Let his love be the soundtrack playing over your heart today. And if today's reminder blessed you, consider sharing it with a friend who might need it too. Until next time, keep your eyes on Jesus and your heart anchored in his word and your spirit resting in his perfect peace. This is Kingdom in the Chaos. I'll see you tomorrow.